USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Virginia Beach continues to mourn the day after 12 people were killed in a mass shooting inside their municipal building. Virginia Beach City Manager Dave Hansen says the shooter was a current city employee.
He was still employed. He had a security pass like all employees had, and he was authorized to enter the building.
Cassidy Howard was the shooter's neighbor, and she tells WAVY.
I'm petrified because I live right under him, so that could have been easily me or my girlfriend or my roommate. And he seemed like a nice guy. He introduced himself when we first moved in. That's just crazy.
The gunman, identified as Dwayne Craddock, a longtime public utilities employee, he was killed in a shootout with police. 11 of those he shot were also city employees. 3 other victims were listed in critical condition and 1 in fair. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
A migrant surge on the southern border has overwhelmed detention facilities. USA's Wendy King has the story.
Acting Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Kevin McAleenan, testified to a House committee last week. Our immigration system is full, and we are well beyond our capacity. In March and April, more than 200,000 migrants crossed the southern border illegally, many turning themselves in as asylum seekers. Because the Immigration and Customs Enforcement lacks detention space, the Border Patrol has begun direct releases of large numbers of families into border communities.
Massachusetts has legalized recreational marijuana. It can be sold at more than a dozen stores, but it has to be used discreetly and privately. That could change. The state's looking at possible cannabis cafes where social consumption of marijuana could be allowed. Heavy rains causing more problems in Arkansas. Officials knocking on doors in a North Little Rock, Arkansas neighborhood, telling residents they should probably leave for higher ground due to the threat of flooding from the Arkansas River. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Japan's defense minister said Saturday that North Korea remains a threat to global security, urging the international community to work closely to achieve denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
We need to enhance surveillance on a global scale while strengthening effort locally to ensure the full implementation of sanctions.
He also criticized Pyongyang's recent firing of short-range ballistic missiles as being in violation of U.N. Security Council resolutions, while emphasizing that defense authorities should maintain deterrence against North Korea. He made his comments in a speech at the Asia Security Summit, known as the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore. Delivering this week's Democratic address, Missouri Congressman Emanuel Cleaver criticizes House Republicans for holding up a disaster funding bill.
Last week, our colleagues in the Senate were able to reach an agreement with 85 senators, almost unheard of in terms of bipartisanship in these tribalistic times, voting to support the $19 billion deal that would bring relief to American communities. But unfortunately, a select few of our Republican colleagues in the House have decided to put politics over needs of the American people.
3 Republican lawmakers blocked votes to pass the bipartisan $19.1 billion disaster aid bill, most recently on Thursday. The last objection was voiced by Representative John Rose of Kentucky, who said the spending was another act of irresponsible big government. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.